In this bulletin, indoor face masks now mandatory in New South Wales as 8 new COVID-19 cases recorded, trials for 2 Australian coronavirus vaccines given a funding boost, and in cricket, India reluctant to travel to Queensland for the 4th test due to restrictions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Wu. New South Wales has recorded 8 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. 5 of these cases are linked to the Barella cluster, which now numbers 13, and 2 of today's cases were previously reported cases linked to the Avalon cluster, which now numbers 148. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says of particular concern are people who visited the bottle shop BWS in Barella on a number of dates between 22nd of December and 31st of December.
We know that also those transmission events occurred through what appear to be very brief exposures at that venue. So this advice is for people who attended during these times, irrespective if they think it was just a fleeting visit to this premises. We want to act in a very precautionary way, and we are asking for your assistance.
Dr. Chant says people who visited on these days should get tested and immediately self-isolate. Mandatory mask restrictions are now in place for many venues across Greater Sydney, including shopping centres, places of worship, entertainment venues, and public transport. Victoria has recorded 3 new COVID-19 infections, bringing the state's total to 32 active cases. More than 22,400 tests were recorded yesterday. The 3 new cases are all linked to the Black Rock cluster, with 220 close contacts of confirmed cases now in quarantine. Commander of Victoria's COVID-19 testing program, Jeroen Wymer, is urging people to check Victoria Health's website to see a list of sites visited by confirmed cases.
We do have 51 exposure sites listed on our website. That is a significant number of exposure sites, and of course it highlights that with the 21 cases in this cluster at the moment, that people do rightly travel around quite extensively at this time of year.
Mr. Wymer says 60,000 people had come back into Victoria from New South Wales over the New Year period. There are 190 testing sites in operation in Victoria. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia's COVID-19 vaccination plan is ahead of schedule, although a vaccine is yet to be approved. 6 coronavirus-related clinical trials, including 2 Australian vaccines, will receive a total of over $10 million in government funding. Mr. Hunt says volunteers will be recruited by mid-year for human trials of the vaccines, which are being developed at the University of Melbourne. He says the government has also finalised its contract with Novavax, which is expected to provide more than 50 million doses this year.
Our goal is very clear: to make sure that every Australian who seeks to be vaccinated is given free, voluntary and universal access to vaccination, with that to be completed during 2021, with our expectation of October at the latest for the whole of population.
A police officer and another woman have drowned while canyoning in the New South Wales Blue Mountains. The bodies of 39-year-old Senior Constable Kelly Foster and a younger woman, believed to be an international student, have been found. Witnesses say Senior Constable Foster attempted to save the woman after her inflatable device was swept in by a whirlpool, but was also sucked into the water. Gunmen have killed at least 79 people in a suspected terror attack in Niger, Reuters reports. Niger's Interior Ministry says the attack took place in the villages near the border with Mali. Niger has experienced increasing attacks as fundamentalist groups battle for control of the region. In cricket, India has reportedly expressed reluctance to fly to Brisbane due to tough coronavirus rules, claiming they'd rather the 4th test be played elsewhere. The team has received an exemption to travel from Sydney to Brisbane after the 3rd test, but will be confined to their hotel rooms when not training or playing. It potentially jeopardises Brisbane's plans of hosting the final and deciding test from the 15th of January. New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro says Sydney is ready to host the match if necessary.
If we're going to put on an alternate test after that because of what's happened with the breaches, well, that's up to the Queensland Government. First and foremost, that bubble is to protect the players and community. And here in New South Wales, we can host the test.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 35 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy 24. Melbourne, showerall 2, 21. Hobart, much the same, 22. Canberra, showers, possible storm, 26. Wollongong, showerall 2, possible storm, 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, showers, possible storm, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, showers, possible heavy falls, 30. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.